I'm talking with Lowy Institute's Milton Osborne, an expert on politics in Southeast Asia, about the recent enacting of martial law in Thailand. Dr. Osborne, the military is emphasising that they are not staging a coup. How do you read the situation?
Well, I think it is very interesting that they should make that qualification in relation to their actions in imposing martial law. It does seem to me that the events of the past few months have underlined the fact that the Thai military look back on their intervention in 2006 with considerable misgivings. It didn't solve problems then, and they are, I think, well aware that if they were to go for a full-scale coup at this stage, it would lead them with the need to come up with solutions when there is no obvious solution to the Thai political crisis in sight, at least so far as I can see.
What sort of resolution can be gained from this then if they don't have the, I guess, they don't have the end game of taking control for themselves?
I can only presume that they are concerned to prevent continuing violence, and particularly the possibility of the sort of violence that has been taking place over the last several months denigrating into something much more serious. You have a situation at the moment, and I was in Bangkok just over a week ago and able to observe some of this. You have a situation in which the supporters of the People's Democratic Reform Committee, led by Mr. Suthep, are massed in Bangkok in the central city area itself, while on the outskirts there are massed numbers of red shirt supporters of the Pua Thai Party, the interim party in power, the party linked to Yingluck Shinhua. The number of people who've been killed to date is relatively limited, about 28 people. Any person killed is too many. But I think the army is concerned that a real confrontation could have taken place if they had not imposed martial law, which could have meant really very serious loss of life.
And the army has just recently, in the last hour or so, ordered several Thai TV stations off the air. Is there a precedent to this sort of media censorship in Thailand?
I can't answer that with any great precision. Certainly when the army has staged coups in the past, they have ordered radio and television stations off the air. I would suggest that what they're trying to do, and I'm not speaking in terms of approval of what they're doing, I'm suggest they're trying to lower the degree of antagonism present within the city. Interestingly enough, while I was still in Bangkok just over a week ago, Mr. Suthep's group, the People's Democratic Reform Committee, endeavoured to shut down television stations that were giving a relatively even balanced account of developments. And I suspect that this is the sort of thing that the army wants to do. It wants to lower the temperature if it can.
Where do you see this going? Is this likely to go on for quite a while now, or is it likely to escalate, or do you think this is a short-lived measure to keep down the violence?
I can only say that I think it will be a short-lived measure. It's extremely difficult to see any resolution to the political crisis in Thailand until there is a readiness on the part of the two confronting sides to find some sort of modus vivendi that meets the interests of both sides. Now, just what that modus vivendi would be, I think it's extremely difficult to know. I have little doubt that Mr. Suthep and his supporters look towards the possibility that the army might move beyond its present position of martial law, but not a coup, while the red shirt supporters of the current Pua Thai interim government believe that they have the opportunity to show through an election held in July that they will win the vote yet again. These are two very opposed positions, and it would be, I think, extremely optimistic at the moment to see any easy and quick resolution.